Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
We all know how important it is to get our greens. Recently we talked about chlorella, and I'm saying it correctly this time.
Very good job, Lisa. Nice. Very impressed.
Not cholera. My husband still teases me about that. Well, Dr. Ginger is here for Healthy Steps with Dr. Ginger. We're going to talk about the benefits of microgreens and sprouts. Hi, Dr. Ginger.
Hey, you have a great show today. Love those guests.
Yes, it's been amazing.
Yeah, and the sugar discussion, too, was just perfect. Perfect timing. And so is the discussion about microgreens and sprouts, because did you know that they contain 10 to 40 times more nutrients than your most nutritious organic vegetable?
Really? That's really good to know.
Yes, and this is one of the secrets of a lot of the healing centers across the country that utilize food as medicine. They utilize these sprouts and these baby microgreens. Actually, they're even less than a baby. They're like infant microgreens because they don't let them grow that big. And they juice them or they eat them on salads or include them like in every meal so that you're just super saturating your immune system with nutrients.
And they're super easy to grow, too. I know that A. Vogel has a sprouting kit that you can actually grow them in your house. So are they just as good to grow at home, Dr. Ginger?
Yeah. You know, there's some that do require dirt. Like I know the sunflower seeds, a lot of people utilize the dirt, and so you use the trays, and obviously wheatgrass as well. But there are a lot of them that you can grow in. I mean, even if you don't have a jar, you can grow them in a bucket, you know, or a bowl or something in your refrigerator. With just you soak them, and then you rinse them, and then you put them in the container, and then you put them in the refrigerator. I put them in the refrigerator because I live on the East Coast and there's a lot of humidity. So if you live on the West Coast, you probably don't have to do that. And literally within 48 hours, they start to sprout. And it's kind of like, why are sprouts and microgreens like so nutritious? Because they're about to grow into this, you know, great vegetable or green. And so it's the time where they're about 1 to 2 inches long that they are the most nutritious because they have the most kind of nutrients in them because they're going to grow bigger.
And I assume like any other type of vegetable that we're picking, we should, you know, it's one of those things that we should pick and then consume within a very short period of time, if we can. Of course, if we're buying it in the store, that's one thing. But if you are growing it at home, it's something that you want to be able to access those nutrients. Or how long do those nutrients last, Dr. Ginger?
Well, and see, that's one of the great things is they're still growing. When you're sprouting them or, you know, even growing wheatgrass or anything, before you cut them or eat them, they're still growing. And so they have as much nutrients in them as they're going to have at that point. Versus when you buy, you know, broccoli at the store that's been cut off, who knows, maybe weeks prior, because a lot of, especially fruit, it's picked unripe. And so, you know, as soon as it's detached, it's starting to lose nutrients. And so that's one of the great things and why a lot of these healing centers utilize, I know Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach, Florida, it's a huge part of their program. The wheatgrass and all the sunflower sprouts are in their juice. And, you know, if you've ever gone to lunch there before, you wouldn't believe all the different kinds of sprouts. I mean, there's some places that have, you know, 30 or 40 different varieties of sprouts, but it's the broccoli, pea, and sunflower that probably have some of the top nutritional profiles. And back in 1992, John Hopkins did a study and found that the cruciferous vegetables, like, totally squashed cancer, with broccoli being the most potent anti-cancer activity, having the most potent anti-cancer activity. But recent studies have shown that the broccoli seeds that you sprout have dozens of times more effective, you know, powers to kill off cancer. And so, you know, unfortunately, this is something that's happening where a lot of the mom-and-pop seedlings are being bought out by, you know, big conglomerates because they're realizing the power, you know, in these tiny little seeds.
So that's an interesting point. You know, so I just want to repeat what you said, Dr. Ginger. So the top nutrient-dense sprouts would be broccoli, pea, and sunflower. So for those listening, you know, those would be the ones that would be at the top of Dr. Ginger's list. And I guess my question would be is, can you tell us what the difference between, you know, the, like you said, the wheatgrass shots versus those sprouts? Or are they just all terrific? You know, is there something
you know, they all have a different nutritional profile. Like radish sprouts have 40 times the provitamin A than radishes do. I mean, each kind has its own profile. So you want to kind of switch it up. You don't want to just only consume one of the same kind because there's so many varieties out there. Broccoli, cabbage, radish, kale, mustard greens. I mean, it goes on, a clover, wheatgrass. And so kind of incorporating a little bit of all of them into your diet, or maybe, you know, if you're going to grow them, you know, maybe 2 weeks of maybe three different varieties and then kind of switch it up. But you always want to rotate and kind of rotate seasonally as well with your other vegetables.
Now, what can you do with these sprouts?
Well, you can garnish a salad. So make a big regular salad like you would normally make and then throw a bunch of different varieties of these microgreens. There's the microgreens, which are kind of like, you know, you see the baby lettuces. Well, this is even smaller than the baby lettuces. It's the shoots of the salad vegetables that are picked just after the leaves start to grow, and they're developed anywhere between 7 to 14 days. That's when these are considered microgreens. They need soil and sunlight, so it's like the arugula, Swiss chard, mustard, beetroot, those kinds of things. But then sprouts are when you take the seeds and germinate them in water, so you don't necessarily need soil. Just long enough for the roots to start growing and a little stem, kind of a pale, undeveloped leaf starts to grow. And so those are the difference between microgreens and sprouts. So you can put them on a salad, the garnish. You can make an entire salad of a variety of different sprouts and microgreens. You can juice them. I know at Hippocrates Health Institute, part of their juice is pea sprouts. And I never can make my juice taste like they make theirs. And I know they've got a huge facility there that grows all kinds of sprouts. And pea sprouts are a large part of their juice. And I just, when I go there, I take like 4 different containers that I can fill up with their juice and just like saturate myself with them. You can also, and this is what I like to do, I like to get Dulce and put some almond butter and a bunch of different sprout varieties in there and kind of roll it up and have like a little sandwich. And you can make like a green energy soup out of the sprouts. And if you have a Vitamix blender or a blender that can kind of create a soup and maybe warm it up just a little bit without cooking it, or you can do it a cold green energy soup. So there's lots of different things you can do. You can be creative with it, and you can really add it to anything. I mean, even if you're going to be eating, you know, if you're a meat eater and you're going to be eating chicken or whatever, you can have this as a side, or, you know, just slowly start to incorporate these things in your diet because they're so super nutritious.
It sounds great. I want to go to that Hippocrates Institute. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, it's a healing center known all over the world for helping people balance their bodies. And it's kind of like a three-pronged approach. The first thing is your mindset. You have to get your mind in the right space for healing. So if you're diagnosed with a terminal disease and you believe it, then guess what? You know, you might certainly take that path. And so everyone works with a psychologist on their belief system. The second thing is super nutrition, and this is one of the parts that I love. Saturate your body with super nutrients like the microgreens, the sprouts, the wheatgrass shots, the green juice, and all sorts of other organic veggies, and really give your body an opportunity to be at its peak nutritionally. And then the third component is detox. Detox your body of all the things that you've kind of done throughout your life. If you've been through chemo, radiation, or any serious drugs because of a health challenge, you know, your body is storing a lot of this thing. So they have lots of different modalities and different ways to kind of detox your body. And once you kind of balance all three of those categories, that's when your body starts to come back to life, and you know a lot of diseases kind of just go away. And so it's really exciting to see what they do, and I take bits and pieces of what they do and introduce it into the corporate world and to regular people's lives who may have a health challenge, but it may not be as serious as, you know, a terminal inoperable brain tumor or something like that. And so I love going down there and getting infused, and love hearing the different people that work there speak on different topics. And I really encourage everyone to go onto their website, Hippocrates Inst, so HippocratesInst.org, and you can sign up for their free magazine.
Thank you, Dr. Ginger. I think we should do a whole show on healing, so I think we should put that in our back pocket for next time. Thank you for being on our show. Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.